This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Joining us on the podcast today, Eric Slack, senior analyst from Storage Switzerland. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
SLC versus MLC, does it really matter anymore? I know you're addressing that on StorageSwiss.com. You know, from the beginning, most discussions have been about what kind of flash to buy for storage implementation. It's always included discussions about MLC and SLC. Can you give us a little short description about the differences between the two?
Sure. SLC stands for single level cell, which refers to the fact that, each flash cell can be in one of two states, either zero or one, which means that each cell in SLC can store one bit of data. MLC is more dense. It was designed to be less expensive than SLC. Each flash cell can store up to four bits of data. What this does is it gives you a more economical alternative to SLC, but in the process, that greater density also creates a greater potential for bit errors.
It would seem that if you're really going for quality, that you want to go for SLC, but there's a lot of discussion now that, at least in enterprise applications, that doesn't work anymore. Is that true?
What's really happening now is that MLC is quite a bit less expensive than SLC, and what manufacturers have done is figured out ways to make it more reliable and to make it last longer than it used to. What happens, unlike magnetic disk drives, flash media degrades as it's used. So eventually a flash cell will wear out and a flash device will have decreasing reliability to the point where it's no longer usable. So MLC is less reliable as a substrate because of the density that we talked about. And what manufacturers have done is figured out ways to improve that reliability and improve that endurance or the lifespan so they can successfully use it in more demanding enterprise storage environments.
Does that mean that flash manufacturers are making MLC flash differently now? And how do you handle the reliability and endurance issues?
Well, no, actually the flash substrate is essentially the same. I'm sure there are, you know, some improvements, but really the reason that MLC is now truly an enterprise solution is that manufacturers have found ways to, A, reduce the wear and tear on flash cells that happens as they're being written and erased, and really even more so, they've improved flash controllers so that they're better at pulling the ones and the zeros out of the noise, if you will, when reading flash devices. So basically what used to be unreadable now is well within the bit error rate tolerances that that these manufacturers need in order to have a reliable product. So there are really a number of techniques and technologies that the manufacturers have developed to really improve their ability to read flash devices. Most of this stuff involves controller software improvements, but basically they're tuning controllers now to be able to read data at different levels of degradation, if you will. So they've got different parameters that they change on these flash controllers to read a flash cell when it's new, or a flash cell when it's, you know, partly worn out, and a flash cell when it's almost worn out. So what that does is it makes the whole read process more effective. They've also found out that on the write side and on the erase side, the degradation that happens is a natural process that we talked about. They found that the erase process is really the thing that causes the most damage. And what they found is that they can be more gentle, if you will, with the amount of energy, with the amount of charge that they impart on these cells to erase them, and it will reduce the amount of degradation and basically slow the wearing process. So manufacturers have really worked on both ends and there's a whole lot more going on that they're doing, but they really are working at both ends to make essentially the same substrates, the same MLC substrate, just work longer and be more reliable in the process. And we've reached the point now where, kind of a tipping point, where MLC is being used in most instances, sometimes in conjunction with SLC in a device to provide the lowest cost that manufacturers can come up with for a storage system.
Eric, I understand you just finished an article about this topic. It's on StorageSwiss.com. Just in a nutshell, some of the things that you really hit on that you want to stress why people should go take a look at it.
We get into more detail on the questions that you asked in this podcast. There's a number of things, like I alluded to, that that manufacturers are doing that are really pretty interesting. And there are also some links to kind of drill down articles that we did for Micron and SanDisk, for example. And there's several other companies that make flash products that are doing really interesting and innovative things to make MLC really enterprise ready.
So Eric's article is at StorageSwiss.com. Go take a look at it today. I'm Charlie Hodges. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.